Good morning. Coming up on 9:09 here on the Mighty 690, it is time for our weekly update with the Coffeyville Area Chamber of Commerce. Joining us in studio, we have Wyatt Starnes. Good morning, Wyatt. How's it going?
Good. How are you, James?
Hey, great. It's we've got some cooler weather on the way.
Oh my gosh, I could do like a happy dance. I might burst out into tears later. I am so excited for cooler weather.
We only had to schedule hundreds of garage sales to make it happen.
Yes, that is the thing that signaled, hey, it's time to cool this down. We're going to have lots of people traveling through for 100-mile sales, so let's just cool this weather down, all right? I'm excited about it, though. You know, we're, what, two-ish weeks away from the first day of fall. I feel like this is really the time of year where Coffeyville starts to, like, come alive.
You want to know my prediction?
Hit me.
2 weeks of fall. That's what we get.
You know, I don't think you're wrong.
I was 100% right on that. I said, you remember that big rain we had at the end of June? I said, okay, it's not going to rain for months. And I was right.
And now we can blame you.
You can blame me.
It's all James' fault.
I said, you know what? This is the last rain we're going to have. I knew
it. Wow, he's like a weather, like, what do you call those?
Oracle.
Yeah, he just knows. No, I'm hoping that, I will say this, I hope it doesn't really rain
yeah.
a ton during all of the shoppers coming out.
It can rain like overnight.
Overnight, maybe, as long as everyone has their stuff covered, because mm-hmm. man, that would make for a uncomfortable shopping experience. But I'm hoping that we do get to see some cooler weathers, because that would make that weekend all the better. So I have some announcements for us. And the first one being, I want to say a big congratulations to Precision Pro Touch Auto Care. They recently had a ribbon cutting, and that's really exciting. We're excited to have them here at the Chamber, and we're excited to welcome them into the community. Although I feel like they've been here for a while. We just are excited to shine a light on them for a little bit. So we're excited about that. We were just talking about the 100-mile sale. And you can't go 100-mile sale shopping without the certified, it's not really certified, 100-mile sale map that the Chamber of Commerce puts out every year. And I am happy to announce that they are officially available at the Chamber. I finally got the last of them printed last night. They are ready to rock and roll. And then we will be delivering some to our local antique malls and thrift stores throughout the day so that they have some at their locations. And then we have some there. I will say we have a very limited amount. So keep that in mind, but we also have a digital map that we put out. So what'll happen is we'll have the physical maps at the Chamber. We'll put on Facebook the actual, like a photo version of the maps that we have printed out. And then there's a digital map. So either way you like to go, handheld or digital, you've got a way to check out all of the sales going on in our area. So, and we are just a small piece of this 100 miles. So be looking out at the other communities to see what maps they may have, because you might find lots of cool places that you didn't even know about.
That's right. So, a great chance to explore.
Great chance to explore. And as people are coming through Coffeyville, we've got lots of restaurants shopping here in town that they can join. If you're needing a break from the shopping, go check out a museum or attraction. You know, there's lots of awesome things that you can do while you're here. So we are excited about that. Okay. Mark your calendars, everybody. We want a picture of Coffeyville, and we want you in it. And by you, we mean everyone, or as many people as we can get. So Thursday, October 8th at 5:30 p.m. out on the downtown plaza, so down by like the fountain and whatnot, we are taking a one-of-a-kind community drone photo. So we're going to all be wearing Coffeyville shirts. And by Coffeyville shirts, I mean the shirts that we have for sale at the Chamber. We have some physical shirts available in a very small quantity and a very small amount of colors. But if you go online, and there is a link on our Facebook page, if you go to it, you'll see the photo. We're all wearing different shirts. You can find the link there and purchase yours. But we are inviting everyone to go get a shirt and bring your family, bring your friends, get shirts for the whole staff, and then come out and take your picture on the plaza and show some hometown pride. We're looking to use this photo for future publications, so it'll be used throughout the year, and it'll be used for promotions to tell Coffeyville's story. So check those out. If you have any questions, feel free to give us a call down at the Chamber, and we can kind of help direct you to the link to purchase your shirts. And so we're really, really excited about it. We all have shirts in our office, and we've had lots of people stop in and say how nice they are. So we're hoping everyone joins in with us. Okay. It is not too late to enroll your child in the Boys and Girls Club of Coffeyville, their after-school program specifically. So there is monthly tuition for ELC students in the amount of $180. And then CES and tween and teen programs are also $180, plus a $30 activity fee. So keep that in mind. But it's a great way for your students to connect with others, get extra education in that after-school program. And I know that's something that's really unique to our community. Not a lot of places have something quite like that. So I have some friends that have moved away, and that's a big piece of what they miss from Coffeyville, is they had a place to send their kids in the after-school. So that's really, really, really great. If you're interested in getting signed up, visit www.bgcsek.org. And then you will select the parent portal, and that'll help you register. So great things that they do down at Coffeyville Boys and Girls Club.
And I'm sure that's a good option, too, for maybe those parents who work. And
totally.
You know.
Totally. I believe that, don't quote me because I don't work for them, and I don't, yeah, so I don't know off the top of my head, but I think they're there until like 5 or 6 in the evening. So that really does help out a lot of parents that just need that few extra hours there in the evening to have someone with their kids.
And do you know if there is there transportation from the school, or do the kids walk over there?
I believe that there is transportation. Mm-hmm. Now, the kids who are already at like CES and all of those, they'll just stay there. Mm-hmm. But I do believe that there is some form of transportation to from like the high school, middle yep. school over there. So, and the ELC. So don't quote me on that. Right. Though. I might be wrong. Okay, next up, CCC is inviting businesses, churches, nonprofits, community organizations, and service groups to participate in its Community Engagement and Connections Fair on September 23rd. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's in the upper level of the Graham Library. Participants can share services, discounts, events, and employment or volunteer opportunities, but you do need to reserve a table. The table is free, but you need to reserve by the 21st of September, which is not this coming Monday, but the next
yes.
Monday. So you got a little under 2 weeks. To reserve a table, you need to email recruiting@coffeyville.edu. So that's a fun event that they put on for the students to be able to see how they can get engaged in our community. And I think it's a really awesome idea. You know, we see so many kids coming from out of town or out of state, even some internationally. So being able to be a part of the Coffeyville community while they're here is a big deal. So I think that's awesome. Okay, the Lake Master Pros Fish Truck. That's a mouthful. Will return to Bartlett Co-op on Wednesday, September 16th. I believe that they are a truck that sells like different like prepackaged fish and whatnot. Customers are encouraged to place their fish orders the week before the scheduled visit. So they're coming on the 16th, which is, I believe, a week from today. So now is the time to put in your orders. So look up the Lake Master Fish the Lake Master Pros Fish on Facebook, and you should be able to go ahead and get those orders in. So, another thing I want to bring up, you know, we were talking about the fall weather earlier. James, I don't know if you've had the chance to have any of Hirsch's fall drinks yet.
I've seen that they've unveiled them, and I put out a challenge to Matt to try the apple one.
Is he not an apple fan?
Well, no, he is.
Oh,
like,
he? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
So like that's his homework, and I don't know if he's
oh.
done it yet. But
well, I can tell you, Matt Jordan is not here. I have tried the apple,
uh-oh.
And it is 10 out of 10, best thing I've ever had in my life. Actually, I did a secret concoction. It's not really secret. That isn't on their menu, but it's something that I like to mix together. It's cookie butter, their cookie butter syrup, with the apple. It's almost
wow.
kind of like a cinnamon apple type situation. It's very good. But if you haven't had the chance to go try one yet, go to Hirsch's and get yourself a fall drink. I am telling you that I don't think there's one thing that Hirsch's has put out that isn't great, and it's an awesome thing for not only our community, but so many visitors who come through. It's a great place for them to stop and connect and kind of get a little first example of what our community's like. So make sure to check them out. They've got like a banana bread latte, caramel apple, cream soda. Just they got it all. Go give them a check. In the news, we've been in the news recently, Coffeyville was awarded $687,240 EPA grant dollars for the water treatment plant, which is really exciting. Coffeyville is one of only 10 recipients selected nationwide through the EPA's special grant program for this plant size. This helps public water systems strengthen critical infrastructure and prepare for severe weather, natural disasters, power distributions, and cybersecurity threats. So that's really awesome that we were able to bring that money in, and I know it was really needed. So great job on their side. That was awesome. Okay, job of the week. Are you ready? It is SP Foundry, and they are hiring for a CNC machinist and a maintenance technician. If those fit into your job description or your resume, reach out to the folks at SB Foundry, or you can go to the chamber website and head to our job board, and they'll have the exact link to apply. But they are looking, so now's the time to get an application in. Okay, I've got some upcoming dates here in the next week or so, and then I've got some further on in the month. So tomorrow, September 10th, bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. Be there, be square. It's always a fun time. I believe it starts at 6.
6 o'clock, yeah.
Okay. And it usually runs about two and a half hours, but it's a fun time. There's always a huge turnout, so make sure to be out there for bingo. Of course, starting tomorrow through Saturday, we have the 100-mile sale. That we're gonna see an influx of visitors coming in. Matter of fact, we just had two people come in yesterday to the chamber from Bentonville, Arkansas, that are staying in Coffeyville for the event. So we thought that was really exciting. That's not the first people we'll see this week. So keep that in mind. Also on the 12th, we have the TCC Gyms Free Car Show. I believe that's the Tyro Christian
Church.
They've got their car show going on, so make sure to check that out. And then the same day, September 12th, live music by Charlie Horse at the Cress Event Center. So make sure you check that out. September 15th is going to be the next CCC Humanities Project. Now, if you're not familiar, the Humanities Project, every Tuesday, I believe that school is in session because they won't have any on like holidays and summer breaks. But they bring in a different performer of some kind, and it's a free event. Even the public can attend. And so it's held in the theater or the
Spencer Rounds.
Spencer Rounds. Okay. So this next one, the 15th, they have Brian Wendling, and he's a vaudeville style juggling performer. That sounds pretty exciting. So, and then later on in the month, kind of a little ways away, we've got September 17th is the Taste of Montgomery County. That is the Montgomery County Action Council's annual fundraiser. That'll be in Cherryvale, so not here in Coffeyville, but it's still a fun time. They bring out a lot of different food trucks, different vendors, and so it was a lot of fun last year, and I'm sure it'll be just as much fun this year. On the 18th, we have the Coffeyville Proud Cleanup Day. If you have not signed up to be a part of that, reach out to Amber Dean at the city. She can get you signed up, but they have a lot of fun projects that they work on throughout the day. It's just a lot of community support trying to clean up our community, and we're really grateful for that. On the 19th, Genesis is unveiling their giant mural on H Street. I don't know if you've had the chance. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. It's so cool. I don't know how they're going to unveil it, because it's huge.
Kind of already unveiled.
It's like already unveiled. It's humongous, but it's so great. I know Michael DeRosa did the work for it, but it's such a cool mural, and I think people are really going to like it. So swing out there on September 19th. Also, that same day is the end of Summer Bash, I believe, that Grace Fellowship is putting on. And then the same day, lots happening on the 19th, we have the Midwest Pregnancy Center's auction. Now, I know I just kind of told you the date and the event. For a full list of our events, the times, all the details, go to coffeevillechamber.org and check out our community calendar. It's going to have all of the details that you need. And then we also start sharing towards the end of each month the next month's list of events, which is a great segue to say that if you have an event coming up in October, November, December, get it to us as soon as you can, because then we can guarantee that it gets on that publication. If we haven't heard that an event's happening or haven't, you know, seen anything on it, it may slip through the cracks. We try and be really good about seeing everything that's going on, but if you've got something, shoot an email to I think it is staff@coffeevillechamber.org, or you can send it to chamberadmin@coffeevillechamber.org. Either one of those that goes to Lindsay and Trinity, they can get those on our community calendar, and they'll be ready to get you going. James, I think that's it.
Okay, well, that is
how'd I do?
Great update. Good job. Good job. So we've got all that and more coming up. So, and awesome.
It's a great time to be in Coffeeville.
That's right. Yeah, I'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow here for another meeting.
So, oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
All right. Well, Wyatt Starnes here with Visit Coffeeville and the Coffeeville Chamber. Always a pleasure.
Yep. Thank you, James.
All right. And with that, we have Open Line coming up here in just a few minutes.